What's up, guys? It's the Awkward Dreadhead. We got another dating episode coming up right now. But before that, just want to let you guys know, I got my own clothing line, Awkward Dread Threads Clothing. Check it out. The links are in the description. We also have our own magazine. Okay, so if you want to read some uncomfortable things, go ahead and check it out. Link is in the description, okay? Now back to the podcast. My ex, next one, my ex is getting married. It's been about a year since we broke up. I don't understand how he could move on so fast, but I don't want this happening and need to know how I can convince him I'm the one for him.
No.
If he wasn't right, bye.
This is not your situation.
He moved on because he didn't see a future with you. Right. And so that should be enough for you to not want a future with that man.
Go to therapy.
Next question. Please.
Right. All that's right. Bye.
This one. I've had a baby with a man and we separated. He wasn't in the child's life that much, but the child knew his dad. I started dating someone and ended up marrying this man. My now husband figured since the dad isn't in the child's life, he should adopt him and take his last name. The father agreed and it was done. 4 years now, my husband and I are getting a divorce, and he doesn't want to include my son in the settlement and doesn't want him having his last name. I obviously can't go back to his biological father, who, ever since he allowed my husband to adopt him, hasn't been seen. I know it's complicated, but maybe I made a mistake switching last names.
Your husband's a huge piece of shit.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, why is he a piece? Oh, I guess he is a piece.
He's a piece of shit. There's no question about
that. Yeah. Adopted the kid.
Give your kid your last name.
Yeah.
And take your last name back. Like
She's basically saying that she can't afford this kid by herself. That's what she's basically saying.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, but fuck the dude.
The kid's
last name got changed because he had a new dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the new dad was like, I want to adopt this kid. So he adopted him.
So you've already made those steps. You can't backtrack. That kid's last name is going to have your last name. And if that dude wants to back out of the situation, and he's just got to fucking deal with it.
You can't just refund a baby.
Yes. Yeah. Real shit.
Especially when you chose to take care of when you didn't have to. That's messed up.
You knew what was going to happen if you did that.
He had, his motives weren't straight then. He wasn't doing it for the kid.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, that's a good point. He wasn't doing it for the kid.
That's messed up.
That's kind of hard to like. Yeah, I guess he is kind of a dick. Like, you can't.
In that situation.
I'm trying to find some hope. Trying to find some hope.
Sure, it's out there.
I mean, I feel for you, man, but you can't in
this situation. Yeah, all right. The next one is, babe, I don't know what the hell this word means. Vagina minus?
Vaginosis?
Vaginismus. I have a disorder called vaginismus, where my vagina gets very tight when sex begins, and it's painful. I also have a very, very shallow vagina, where even if I can bear the pain, maybe the penis head gets in, but when it hits the roof, that's as far as it goes. I've tried everything to make men happy sexually, but I strike out, and yes, anal hurts as well. I've even had guys tell me I should have warned them before we started talking. I'm done.
All right. This is going to sound really blasé and rude. Find a micro penis.
Honestly, I have a few names, and I'm happy to share them with you. I have two.
Jessica. So she can't put on her dating profile micro penises only.
She can't.
She will get so many matches.
Well, here's the thing. Vaginismus is a medical condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Speak to that's the real answer. An OBGYN. Yeah.
They do have treat. I also have a client that has that.
Wait, what? You're saying can it be treated and be better?
Yeah.
Yeah, vaginismus, that's like a medical condition you have to be like diagnosed with. So.
Mm-hmm. They have things that help you like stretch it and like different therapies and. Yeah.
As long as it's not like that movie Teeth.
Oh.
I'm not a scientist. I don't understand this term.
It's
but
a
I
problem
will
with contractions and
yeah, it's relaxation. Like a muscle thing,
so
kind
of. There's probably some sort of muscle relaxer that you can be prescribed with. I'm not a doctor, but I am a scientist, so.
Yes, you are.
be, and see what you can work out. Do what you're comfortable with. I know that.
Like, yeah.
This person has been doing that.
They didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, they didn't say anything.
She says she tried to make men happy sexually. Like, not I'm working on my own.
You happy too, girl. It's not.
Yeah, you need to enjoy sex too.
Yeah, hormone balance. It's a lot.
Hey, listen, man. If it doesn't work, just use your finger. All right, next.
For a man?
Yeah.
Up the pinky.
Oh.
Go ahead. Next one. Oh, did I send you one? I may have not sent you one.
You. Let's see. Did you?
I don't know. I don't think I did that.
I don't think you did.
All right, the next one is, I'm a very, God damn it, get out of, my, out of here. I'm a very butch and dyke looking woman. I've tried dressing more feminine, and I just look weird. If you saw me, you'd think I play in the WNBA. Are there any tips from the ladies for me to be more feminine? I've tried being myself, but straight guys aren't looking for tomboy, aren't into tomboys dressing like chicks.
It's like the opposite kind of problem we were talking about.
What?
With, like, guys having to be more masculine.
Oh, yeah. All right, ladies.
What's your hair look like?
Ponytail.
Ow. No, I don't know. I'm being not helpful at all these past couple of comments. Oh, man. Find, like, a super macho guy, and then, like, maybe he can, like, over macho you.
Or find a feminine guy like Luke. Is that a bad thing to say?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Find a...
Just in case, you know, some of the podcast listeners want to date me, so...
Okay.
Trying to fuel that parasocial relationship.
Absolutely.
I mean, sorry. You know what? The ladies, you have to answer this.
No, so, like, I'm sorry. I'm rewatching Game of Thrones. And, you know, Brienne of...
Yes!
Yeah, there's that super... The, like, guy from the north who's, like, so into her.
Yeah, he's like, oh, she's huge, yeah.
Right? He loves
Jamie's
her
into her.
So, like...
Yeah, Jamie was into her.
You're gonna find someone who likes you for you. You know?
So
the problem with girls, though, is kind of hard because girls, unless you're the one doing the approaching... Then it's kind of hard for girls to be like, just to be like, oh, you're gonna find the one. Like, how are you gonna find the one if you're not really approaching guys?
Maybe it needs to be in like a numbers game. Maybe you just need to see guys that you're attracted to and make the first move.
Yep. Go ahead, babe. You're gonna say something.
Well, I was just gonna say it's also hard because on social media and everything, you get this like few specific pictures of what being feminine looks like, and it's, you know, making bread and wearing dresses and having your makeup done. Like, you can be feminine and feel feminine and beautiful in your own way. Like, it might not be the typical I'm gonna wear a dress and rollers in my hair, but you can find little steps, like a good mascara that's, oh wow, I feel pretty in this. Like, just find little things that make you feel feminine and girly to yourself, because once your mindset changes on that, like, I feel like your appearance starts to follow.
So,
like, you have to, like, put yourself in, like, your, like, feminine era. I mean,
like, your strength doesn't have to be masculine.
Yeah.
Be feminine. There's this girl on TikTok that was, like, doing push-ups, and she was like, I don't want to be strong like a man. I want to be strong like... What did you know?
What
she said? No, like a Viking warrior.
Yeah, or something,
you know,
like that.
Some, like, female...
I wouldn't listen to that lady. I wouldn't listen to that. I do want to say on the feminine part, and we're going to move on, but I was at work. This was, like, this week, and I parked my truck in front of someone's driveway because I just needed to park there real quick and do something.
Why are you doing that?
Come on, Charles. And so I get on the roof, and this woman comes out, and she's like, who parked in my driveway? I said, oh, that's me. I'm moving, man. She's like, no, you're gonna move it now. I said, lady, you don't gotta be rude. I said, I'll move it. She was like, yeah, you're gonna move. I said, well, hold the fuck up. I'm not moving shit now.
Okay.
And so she went back, and she's like, yeah, you are. She went back into the house. And so, like, maybe like 15, 20 minutes later, I was coming down off the roof, and this older woman came out, and she said, I'm so sorry that she behaved like that. I was wondering if you could just please move your truck. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And then as I was moving in the truck, she was the lady was literally like, if I wish my daughter was more feminine, she could have got way more further with you.
Wow.
And I was and that made me think of, like, when they were talking about femininity and shit like that. Like, I actually believe that femininity is a very, very powerful thing that women have. that they don't really understand that they have. Or maybe they do and they use it in the wrong ways or whatever like that. But I think, like, she's right. If she would have came out and been more nice, more feminine, like, maybe I would have been like,
well, maybe if she had, like, maybe feminine didn't have anything to do with that moment. Maybe if she just wasn't a dick about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think you're saying that, like, hot girls get away with, like, more stuff. Is that kind of what you're...
That is true.
I believe femininity is a power that women have. And I think that people don't understand the definition of femininity, and that's why some people, like, don't really understand what I'm saying.
What's your definition, then?
If you look up... Let's look at the definition of femininity, and then we can...
Well, how do you understand it?
I femininity to me is a very calm, soft speaking person. It's hard for me to
the second woman that came out.
I would say so, but it's more than that. And again, it's hard for me to explain. You know what I mean? Same thing with masculinity. It's hard for me to kind of explain. It's something that I just see and know that that's what it is.
I think you just gotta read certain situations. Like, I'm sure if she uses that energy in certain circumstances, she probably gets some shit done. But in that specific circumstance, being a little nicer about it probably would have gotten it done. You weren't coming down from that roof anyway.
Can I say one more thing real quick? I think an issue that a lot of women who might not be the typical feminine build, who might be taller or more athletic or whatever it is, I think a lot of women perceive, like, being feminine as being weak or too soft sometimes. Like, you don't have to necessarily be weak to be feminine. There's bodybuilders who are feminine, who are physically very strong. But there are. There's bodybuilders who they might be much more masculine and more broad, but are very feminine, who can be very caring and compassionate and soft.
You don't think, like, athletic women are...
Serena is not feminine.
You don't think so? Because to me, she has a very nurturing manner. But you said that being feminine was being, like, nurturing and soft-spoken and caring. Like, that's what we just said.
So I don't know. I mean, so listen. I think you're talking about attraction. So this is the definition of the traits. Not... The traits of femininity: nurturance, sensitivity, sweetness, supportiveness, gentleness, warmth, passivity, cooperativeness, expressiveness, modestness. Like, these are things. These are traits of femininity.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. You can be that and still be physically strong and taller, and, like, you can tap in to your feminine attributes and still be a strong woman. Like, you don't, I'm for the person who's writing in, I'm saying that's something that you can really tap into and start to express a little more through different variations, however you feel comfortable doing so.
Show your titties.
Yeah.
Jessica, you're next.
Not to show my titties. Wait, I gotta open my phone.
Just say R.I.P. Jerry Springer.
Cincinnati's greatest mayor.
Yeah. The guy who brings trash to TV.
Jerry.
Jerry. Jerry. Jerry.
He opened up a lot of these conversations we're having, honestly.
He did.
I've heard Chelsea say it's wrong when guys say you're cute for a fat girl. Mm. I guess telling someone that is mean, but isn't it true? Most fat girls aren't really attractive.
Oh.
I know just as many skinny women who don't take care of themselves and are slobby and gross and dirty and wear stained clothes and don't do their hair and makeup, and nobody's like, you're ugly for a skinny girl. That's never said.
Yep.
It's how you take care of yourself as a person. A lot of people just associate fatness with being lazy and disgusting.
No, I think people associate fatness with not attractive.
Yes, because they assume that fat people are lazy and they're slobs and they don't take care of themselves.
Attracted to fatter people.
Then even if that's the case, it's still rude to say, like, you're really attractive for a black guy, Charles. Like, it's rude.
I'd be like,
No, like, you'd be like, what the fuck? I'm not just attractive because I'm attractive? Like, it's...
What is it? It's a backwards compliment?
Yeah, like I understand. A lot of people don't think fat people are attractive. Cool. But you don't have to say that. Like, because, I don't know, to me it's just wild that if you think that person's attractive, you think they're attractive. Like,
yeah, I agree.
It doesn't matter fat or skinny. If you're attracted to them, you're attracted to them.
Oh, you're smart for a blonde. Like,
right? Yeah, honestly.
Why would you make that kind of comment?
You do math really well for a woman.
Like, a white guy.
Damn straight.
Honestly. Right? Insult you, but also give you a tad bit of a
yeah. Like,
it's like they're lowering their. It's like they're lowering the standard just because of what you look like, and then they're bringing it back up just because they think you're attractive.
Yeah,
you
and know? It's
like they're putting you at a lower starting.
And it's like I agree. A lot of people probably are not attracted to more overweight people. You like what you like, mm-hmm. But yeah, you don't have to be like passive aggressive about it.
That's also a fuckboy move that guys use.
Uh-huh.
Like, they'll date a girl who they don't really find attractive and kind of put them down. It's like, oh, uh-huh. I'm more attractive than you. I'm gonna bring you down a little bit low here so that you can understand that. Oh, you know, so I think it's a fuckboy move. So, yep. But go ahead, next one, Jessica.
All right, you guys have spoken about body count a couple of times on the podcast, and I know how some of you feel about body count. Recently, I found out that my girlfriend of a year and a half lied about her body count. How did I find out? Well, I started running into a lot of men from her past and people who knew her by way of me running a bar. I know a lot of the girls say you shouldn't care about someone's past, but it's embarrassing running into my girlfriend's past. I definitely feel like breaking up with her is on the table.
The biggest thing with that is lying.
Yes.
Yeah,
these men might be liars.
Wait, time out. Girls lie about their body count all the time.
They do.
She's got caught.
Does that make it okay?
No, but that's what we're saying is she shouldn't have lied.
If 99% of girls are lying about their body count, then everybody should break up with everybody. Right. Like, I mean...
Yeah, but what's happening? Let's look at what's really happening. He's working at a bar...
Minding his business.
You're like, oh yeah, you're with that chick?
Or he even said other people, like running into friends who are like probably telling him stories or, you know, oh, I remember her from when we did this.
I'm trying to tell you, every time,
right? I think I got her pregnant.
more orgies? Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't matter whether you lie about it or not. It's going to come out eventually.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Lying was the issue.
People keep talking about that body count's not an issue. I'm telling you right now, it's an issue. If it's going to come out, and if someone has an issue with it, they're going to make it known. I'm just saying.
I'm just impressed that she had this many people like, hey, I remember her. Like, oop. Damn, girl.
But I also wonder if you guys are just like saying shit.
Yeah, they could be.
Men fucking lie about shit.
Because men also will make some elaborate story how you hooked up and did all this stuff. And you're like, yeah, I kissed them in a bar once.
Multiple times.
Okay, yeah, no, that can't be a coincidence if it's multiple people.
No, this girl's
unless someone is paying these men secretly.
Nobody is doing that.
We're getting to Illuminati.
The body count conspiracy. No.
I don't know this girl, I don't know this guy.
I mean, if it's...
It goes all the way to the top.
We don't know none of these people, no. Jessica.
I know you, Charles.
Mm-hmm. We don't know Charles's body count.
All right, moving on. Listen, you know what? Break up with her. All right? She lied to you. No, she lied to you.
Lord.
All right, the next one is, I dated this girl for 2 years and we broke up. We were young and she didn't like what she described as just being my arm candy. I want to get back with her, but she has a boyfriend and I've sort of been playing the friend role, till we're, you know, just being cool with her. But I'm really wanting them to break up so I can win her back and never let her go again. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Stop.
Move on. Yeah.
Huh? Last podcast where you said men only want to be a friend to get in bed with you.
I try. Listen, I've said this before. Stop. Single women, single men. Guys don't want to be your friends. They want to get that ass.
Yeah.
Okay? Stop pretending as if they want to be your friends.
Let's just be friends thing.
Don't be
antiquated.
Friends with your exes.
I feel like that's something people say to keep them on the back burner.
To be friends with their exes?
Yeah. Like, let's just be friends and hang out for a while. And it's like...
I think in rare cases it can work.
Yeah.
But it's the exception, not the rule.
You're wasting your time, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move on.
Also, do you feel any different if all she did was feel like arm candy? Or, like...
Right. Is this just a...
How is it going to be different now? I mean,
have you changed?
Right.
Yeah.
You should keep doing it.
Also, no.
Double down.
You don't want to break somebody up because if she's happy with this guy, like, she's not. If she wanted to be with you, she would be.
You know what you should do, man? You should travel.
Go to Bora Bora. Bora Bora is lovely this time of year.
Bora Bora is lovely.
Oh my god, is that our new t-shirt? Bora Bora Orgy.
Bora Bora Orgy.
I survived Bora Bora Orgy 2000.
Go get someone's wife pregnant, no big deal.
Oh my gosh. Alright, listen, I think you should keep working on it. But listen,
let us know how it goes.
Yeah,
do our disclaimer at the beginning of this episode.
Just do our disclaimer.
Don't listen to us. None of us are professionals in the dating field or.
But we've won.
Any field.
But we've won.
We've won the game.
We've won the game, though.
Got the high score.
Corey's won the game. Mm-hmm. Michaela's won the game. I've won the game.
What are we talking about?
The game of relationship.
Jeremy, we moved on to the
Jamal
next level.
Jamal has won the game.
Yeah, you are upgrading in the game.
We do have a resident loser over here.
You're winning. If you get dates, you're winning. There are guys who do not.
Okay, that's
dates.
Fair.
What
that's
we're
fair.
Saying is for entertainment purposes only.
Listen, just don't eat them out and then have.
And then what?
Ask before you insert things into bodies.
You got a dog. You're winning.
Damn straight. Oh, no, wait. No. 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 No.
What just happened?
No. No. How dare you?
I'm thinking about that.
Wait. It doesn't matter. That's awesome.
No. All
right.
Luke is fucking his dog.
No. No.
All right. Go ahead, Jessica.
Don't say that.
I understand that this is a heavy story. I know Jamal will say I shouldn't listen to you guys, but I love this content. It gets me through the day.
These people are like, I know we should ignore you, but I'm going to do it, so let's go.
Let's go.
I've been married to my husband for 4 years, and we got pregnant 10 months ago. We have come to find out the child will be autistic and have some mental challenges that I won't go through with y'all. My husband wants to give it up for adoption because he feels like it'll be too much of a burden on us financially and emotionally. I want to keep her. She's our child. This is a horrible predicament that we're in.
Wait, 10 months or 9 months?
So their baby is 1 month old.
Now. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Born and everything.
Yeah.
I was confused.
Oh, wow.
Wants to give up the kid for adoption after 1 month?
Wants to give her up for adoption because he feels it'll be too much of a burden on us financially and emotionally. I want to keep her because she's our child. This is a horrible predicament.
Yeah.
That's sucky.
It's hard, but...
Also, do not take any of our advice.
Yeah, this one, you... God, you cannot take our advice for your child.
How the hell are you going to, like, write in and say... You know, we love your podcast. We, you know, Jamal said, don't take our advice.
Should I give my
serious one?
Yeah.
I feel like 1 month is really early to find out that your kid's autistic. Autism comes up when they're like 2 or 3 or 4, right?
And there's a lot of
there's some more severe ones that
a lot of your OBGY when you're pregnant. They will let you know that there's certain genetic testing they do. What they do is they try to find genes associated with autism, with this disease. They'll test while still in utero. And that gives you time to figure out what you want to do.
Thank God we have a scientist
No, you're right. And also, so, Jamal's right.
Are there different types of autism? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole spectrum.
Money?
Spectrum.
What was that? The
no, go ahead, Michaela.
I mean, there's a spectrum of different types of like learning disorders. Mm-hmm. And it's not just autism. It's this type, that type.
But there's only one specific type of autism.
No. It's a big spectrum. It's a big spectrum.
I mean, autism ranges from, you know, they have some social difficulties versus completely nonverbal.
Yes. And they
can't communicate. So, I mean, that's a huge spectrum.
Now, that doesn't get discovered until...
Yeah, the people with lesser versions of it live pretty normal lives. Yeah. And as they get older, have certain traits where they later figure out they're some form of autistic.
There's a chance that 50% of us in this room have
some. Honestly,
I thought that if you're mentally disabled, it's financially it hurts you financially. Like autism, does it hurt you financially?
It depends on how
severe it is.
Yeah. Like yeah. There's
it's a different
like
programs at school. You have different programs outside of school. You have different programs that will get them acclimated.
It depends on your insurance and stuff. There's different. Some people need physical therapy. Some people need speech. Like there's different types of therapies. Some people barely need any help and just, you know, occasionally see their doctor once a month and live life perfectly normal. Like it really just it varies too much per person to know exactly what it's going to entail.
Wow. And this isn't our parents' fucking world. Like it's a different world than what it used to. There's a history of people not getting the help they need, but like I see a lot of shit in our generation and the newer generation where like people that have disabilities are doing things that like they couldn't have done 10 years ago. Like they're like experts in their field. There's like there's a guy with Down syndrome that's like the world champion bodybuilder.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Oh yeah,
I see
models people, now, like actresses, actors.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, it's gonna take work. Kids take work in general. I feel like giving up just because you see a hurdle is. It's
okay, really... so I want to go around. I want to go around and ask everybody. Listen. We understand that it's not our lives. If it was your life, would you keep it or would you give it for adoption?
Yes, I have autistic cousins. So, I would keep the child because the fact that you know that the child's already autistic, you already one step ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Some parents
that young,
know
yeah.
until they're far down the line and then it's increasingly more difficult. You have time to get your child acclimated to certain social environments. Get them the help that they might need. And you have no idea how severe the autism progress.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like giving up before you even try.
Yeah. Corey.
Yeah, I agree. Don't really have a lot to add, but yeah, I think you should.
Get rid of it, is what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
I think you've got to, like, you don't know how it'll progress, and I think it's just a matter of, like, figuring that out. And plus, I feel like, I don't know, that's a conversation maybe you could have had, like, I don't know. Most of the time, you're gonna find that out, like in utero, like if a person's likely to have that. So if that's the case, then I feel like the conversation should have happened before the birth.
Yeah. Jamal,
I think having kids in general is a financial strain. Shit, people that are just couples have financial strain. So if you're just trying to avoid a financial strain by, you know, giving the kid up for adoption, it's stupid to me because you're gonna have financial troubles, you know, either way. You're just gonna figure it out. Money's everywhere. Mm-hmm. If you figure out the right way to do it, and I've heard that kids give adults more drive to succeed.
They do.
So I feel like you gotta have a hard conversation with your husband and be like, fucking man up.
All right, go ahead, Jessica.
I agree with Michaela.
Okay. Amanda?
Dump the narcissistic husband, keep the kid.
Damn. Luke?
So when you have a kid, you don't know what's going to happen. And when you have a kid, you decide that no matter what's going to happen, that's your kid.
Yep.
And you decide that no matter what, that's your baby and you're going to love it. I mean, because you can decide not to have a kid. Now, if there's something that's like, you know, the baby's not developing with a brain, you know, there are things you can do, but that child is alive, that child is yours, and it's your now responsibility. There's no backing out now.
Chelsea?
I personally, man, that baby's in my arms. It's mine. There's no way. I mean, I just can't imagine. However, so, like, I've actually worked a lot with special ed kids before I decided to quit school because I didn't actually want to go. I was going to be a special ed teacher. And I did a lot of volunteer work in a middle school and some elementary schools, just in different special ed classes. And it has tremendously changed what some school districts, I mean, it can be hard in certain school districts, but there is a lot more acceptance now. There is a lot more opportunity for them to get real world experience my brother-in-law, his aunt is in her 50s and she's autistic and she can't live on her own. She does have to live with family. She's not always super verbal, but this woman has had the same job at the same company for 30 years. Like, she lives a very productive life. She's social. She has friends. Like, nothing about being a parent is easy, and nothing about raising a special needs kid is easy. It will be mentally exhausting. It will be emotionally exhausting, and kids are financially exhausting in general. You could have a perfectly healthy kid fall and break their leg, and you're thousands and thousands of dollars in hospital debt now. Like, anything could happen. So
I say get rid of kids. Wow.
I knew you would.
Mr. Devil's Advocate.
Make it interesting. Gotta keep the podcast interesting.
Yeah, listen. Oh, Lord. Listen, I'll keep it if it can run and jump fast.
His only qualification, we're gonna have a newborn. He's like, it's not jumping. Throw it out. Throw it out and get a new one.
Keeping to the Spartan adherence.
I mean, it's mean.
That one person was really happy.
All right. We got a couple more. Okay, so this next one is, how do you guys feel about the whole AI girlfriend thing? They added it to sex dolls, and I bought one a little over a month ago. It's very addicting. I know Charles says get out and meet people, but it's nice to me, and it doesn't expect anything from me. Can't take my kids away. All it does is love me. Wow, that sounds sad, bro.
Wait. That sounds sad. It's in love?
It's an AI.
Yeah, they've got stuff like that. So,
it can't love you.
I don't know. Yeah,
what is love?
I don't really like to answer this. Amanda's first.
Amanda, you can answer it, but keep it short. Don't offend. Don't call him a dick or whatever. Just keep it short.
Her face. That was half of my No, it just got a lot shorter. I support you having an AI girlfriend, and I'm not going to say anything offensive about you. I think if that works for you, that is really a benefit to yourself and also the rest of the dating pool. Thank you.
Oh! I don't agree with that.
That's still mean. Okay. Luke, I'm coming. I want to say something really quick.
It's some constructive advice. You will never find the fulfillment that you're looking for. And that's all I'll say.
All he heard was Luke and Jeff.
Okay.
Also, how much money does he have to pay for that? Like, do you have
so
to
much
$2,
money?
$2,000. That's it.
That's it.
GPT.
So
it's cheaper than a Wi-Fi.
I personally think they need to regulate the whole sex doll thing, AI thing.
To regulate it?
Yeah.
Why?
I think so.
It doesn't make any sense, but
I think so.
They need to regulate. I even think they need to regulate the internet. Like, this is a problem. You shouldn't be closing themselves off to the world and to women.
And then these companies are
predatory.
Yeah, they're predatory. Yeah, well, people that are lonely.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
So, well, just going back to how we were talking, I don't remember what that was, but earlier about like the bubbles and the internet and stuff, like this provides a space for these people to only see themselves. This person it's doing what you want to do. It's agreeing with you. It's not somebody that's giving you different opinions. You're not necessarily.
That's not true. Yeah. That's not true.
You program it to what you like. You pay for this thing and program it so it does any and everything for you exactly how
you like it.
How does an AI girlfriend work? What are you paying for? Because he said it doesn't expect anything from him.
You got you a man.
No, I'm not upset. But I'm saying he's literally saying why he likes it. It doesn't expect anything. Basically, it can't disagree with him. It can't do anything. Yeah. So here's the thing. If you're happy for now, be as happy as can be. But I think where these things come into problems is that it puts these people in these bubbles to where they're now expecting real life women to be that. But that's not the case because real life women.
How? In dating or just
in general, like they want someone who is then going to like their ideas and everything. Like this person's not giving anything back to them. You know what I mean?
This like a problem in Japan with all the robot
girlfriends.
A really big problem because the men weren't dating the women.
And then they go to women and they're like, whoa, I don't like any of this. And the women are like, what the heck? I'm a person. Treat me like a person.
Yeah. It is a problem. I don't think that men should be locking themselves up and doing this. Mm-hmm. So I think it needs to be regulated. I know, like, you know, like, it's how we regulate.
You get 3 hours a day, and it turns off.
Well, you can buy this thing for $2,000, but you have to go to, like, regular meetings.
I think there shouldn't be any AI involved. Let it just be a doll who doesn't talk.
No, it's too late for that. Once you turn the AI switch on,
yeah,
like it's everywhere.
You're right.
It's like
that movie Her.
Huh? Oh yeah,
like that movie Her.
Oh, yeah, I've not seen that. I stay away from movies like that. Next one. Next question, Jessica.
wait, one more thing.
Okay.
How different is it from chicks that just have toys that they're like, oh, I don't need
because
them.
Because the toys don't talk to them.
They're not replacing men with toys.
I mean, I feel like maybe some women are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, so here's the thing, though.
Low percentage. Very low percentage.
It can get you by, you know, if you're in a time where you're like, I mentally can't handle people. I need to just be with myself. This thing is making me happy. Cool, but that is not a permanent.
As long as it's
that's what dudes do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this can be a, like, you're in a rut. Cool, deal with this. Heal yourself from your ex and get over it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not something that they're like moving on from. It's
no.
Women will have a dildo for a little bit and then go and find a man when they're healed
to live your happiest life. I don't think
that. Yeah, or that.
Is that happiness
or is that if this person can't be in a relationship with a normal person, then it is a crutch to the level that a toy. I mean, it can be, I'm sure, for some people, but...
But it's not... It's the problem with the dildo is not replacing men. Whether some people say they...
Right.
Say they
no, I'm not, agreeing with you. I'm agreeing. I think the AI is on a different level.
Yeah, AI... With AI
it totally replaces...
But if you look at his problems with what... Like, none of his problems were sexual with women.
Well, he's...
It was all, like, mental and emotional... Exactly. So, like, maybe he has issues in relationships that... If you want to have a healthy relationship with the person, you should also maybe try to fix those.
That's why prostitution should be legal.
But if you don't want a relationship and you're happy, live your life. Live your life with AI and be happy.
Women are getting replaced. That's what's happening. Nobody wants to say it. Women are getting replaced. Okay. Nobody wants to do anything about it but Charles. All
right, Charles.
The one man mission.
The one man
mission.
I'm going to save the men.
Can we make a movie like Terminator?
Yeah, I'm going to kill all the...
Wait, what?
I
thought this was a redemption of men.
Yeah,
story,
I thought you were
not
saving.
A kill somebody.
Replace me. I'll just cross over.
All right.
Let me
Jessica,
ask you.
Next, we got a few
you
more.
You want me to read the first one or the second one?
Whatever one you want.
I'm going to read the second one. All right. I'm a woman from Poland using Google Translate, so pardon my word misuses. When we translate the podcast to Polish, everyone sounds so funny. Anyways, I do find it peculiar that the women in America have an abundance of sexual partners, focus on work, and not putting family and marriage above these things. Women travel here for work, and you all seem stressed, overworked, and irritated. And then I watch YouTube videos saying, y'all can't find a man, men are bad. It's very atypical of women in different countries. Many American white men come here and look for girlfriends or wives. I'm very engrossed to understand why the American women behave in such a manner. Is it just the culture?
But then the whole passport bros, here we go again. I kind of want to skip it because we've already talked about the whole passport bros thing.
Yeah, but it's coming from a woman now.
I'd also like
yeah,
to
she's...
say... women in America, I think we talk more and we're more open about talking about sex and sexual experiences.
Poland, I don't know.
And I don't think it's necessary.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's one of those countries that where they are more liberated over there. I don't really know.
I just don't think it's necessarily true that everyone is having all the sex and all the sexual partners all the time.
Well, maybe
that
maybe
is just because we're more open about discussing it.
Maybe she's saying that that you guys feel free to. Maybe you're not, but like you feel free to. To me, it's the whole passport bros things. We've had that conversation before. I don't know what to say about this.
Yeah, but the difference between when we were talking at the other time, it was some dude saying, how come people are coming down on me for going to a different country to find a girlfriend or a wife? This is a woman looking from her culture, looking at our culture saying like, oh, that's so silly. And I mean, you're going to do that. You're raised a certain way in a certain culture, and you look at somebody else's culture and you're just like, oh, that's so funny how you guys do it that way. But I think all
countries look at America's dating and marriage and laughs. To be honest, I mean, like, I don't think, like, what she's saying to me isn't anything that a Chinese person, a Korean person,
non-Western country.
Yeah, a Western person has said to me. Everybody looks at America's. Let me ask you a question. Everybody here, including Amanda, when you go into a relationship, what culture or what do you lean on to help you to guide you through that relationship?
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand the question. What do you mean?
Okay, for example, I'm African and I'm Nigerian. I lean on Nigerian culture to help me, to guide me in a relationship on how a relationship is supposed to go. Okay? I'm asking everybody here as American, what do you fall on to help you, that help guide you in a relationship?
I think most people would say the same thing. They fall back onto their culture.
What culture do y'all fall on?
Well, I look at my parents and I see their relationship.
Okay, so you fall on your parents. Do you fall on your parents or culture?
I would say probably not.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, what about you? What about you, Corey? You culture or your parents?
For my relationship, I feel like it kind of depends on the situation.
Okay, that's fine. Michaela, what culture or your parents?
Southern. South. Southern culture. Southern African
American. Southern culture. Okay. Yes. Amanda.
Now I see why you called me out.
Wait, I don't, but go ahead.
You know, that is a hard question for me to answer because I think, you know, when you grow up with a highly dysfunctional family life where you're experiencing two different cultures and two different family styles, you know, obviously you want to migrate towards the one that is more ideal. You fall back into the paths of the ones that maybe don't work so well, and then you set ideals for yourself. So, you know, I kind of have an ideal of following more of a nuclear family, traditional American culture when I date, because that's what I would like to experience in my life.
Okay, Luke, the same question, but I need you just to answer. Culture or parents?
I would say neither. I have my own ideals.
Okay. Chelsea, I'll ask you as well.
Definitely my parents and grandparents.
Okay. Right. So everyone basically said their family. But if you ask someone in China, Korea, any other country, it's their culture. So most...
I don't think that's
like
a
half
good
the people
thing.
Here said culture.
Culture and family.
And then
you said your parents.
I did, and Chelsea did, but everybody else...
And then two people said their ideals.
I said culture.
What culture?
You think that's a good thing? I guess.
Just like...
Hold on real quick. Sorry. What culture?
I mean, I grew up Jewish, so...
Okay, yeah, that's fair,
And I don't think I look at my parents. I think I look at other families. But mostly I just look at how my culture is.
I'm just saying that when different people from around the world... America's divorce rate is high. And everybody's seeing this whole about, you know, women are sleeping around, doing whatever the fuck that they want to do. Men aren't being men anymore in America and shit like that. People are just kind of like are laughing. So that's kind of like what I'm saying. Like, what do people lean on in America to guide them through shit? And most people use their culture, but a lot of people in America don't have culture.
A serious well, the American is the Bible too, and I think culture. That's also not a great thing.
But the American culture.
Because it's like destructive to people that don't agree with that lifestyle or don't.
You
like,
can you
lean
can look
that.
At the Bible. I mean, I don't believe in the Bible or anything.
I don't either. Like,
but you can look at the Bible and see things in there that help you guide you to help guide you in a relationship or through life.
Yeah, but your religion doesn't have to be your full culture. So like my family, like my father's side is Polish. So I've got Polish culture, and my mother's side is Irish. I have Irish culture, right? So, like, to look at my culture, I have to look in two different places. Mm-hmm. So I look at my parents, because they're still together. They've been married for 44 years, mm-hmm. right? Like, they're together. They've gone through all these things. I could say I look towards religion, because I was raised a certain way, but I'm not that religion anymore. You know, so I wouldn't say that. But, like, all of my uncles and my aunts have been married. They never got divorced. Like, they all have children and, like, you know, they're, you know, getting married and our age and stuff. And it's just, like, I have the parental structure and the familial structure that, like, a lot of people are seeking, right? Mm-hmm. The parents who are still together after 40-something years, the, you know, grandparents who were still together after however, like, 60, however long, however old they are. But, like, that's what I'm looking for. Longevity in a marriage, right? And in building family and community. But to say that, like, the American culture doesn't exist is a lie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Chelsea, last word.
Well, I just think that a lot of the American culture, or even the dating culture right now, is, like, freedom. Like, you just, there's not a need for families anymore, so people aren't marrying for families anymore. People are marrying for random reasons because they can, because it's America.
All right, we're going to move on.
But there's also, the divorce rate has been declining.
Yeah.
So that you know. Millennials, the divorce rate.
Yeah.
Since 2011.
We should look that up.
I just did.
You did?
Yep.
Right. And it says it's declining?
Since 2011.
Because people are getting married later in life.
Also, people are choosing to wait. They're not feeling forced.
Right, that's a big thing.
Or some people are choosing not to because they don't want to.
Right. Yeah.
Either you're going to get married, get off the boat. All right, the next question is... What's up, guys? It's the Awkward Dreadhead, and this is the perfect time for me to tell you, if you have comments, click the link in the description. We have a link with our message board. Send us your comments about this particular episode or about any dating episode that we have. Send us your comments, all right? If you have any dating questions, dating scenarios, dating stories, send it to awkwarddreadhead@gmail.com. That's awkwarddreadhead@gmail.com. Now back to the podcast.
Get off the ball.
I'm not the biggest fan of African American people.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, great.
She's heated already, doesn't
I mean,
even
that
know.
That was it. That was, there wasn't no question.
Oh, that's it?
I was like, there's no way that's all they said.
I'm not the biggest fan of African American people. I don't hate them. I just don't agree with the culture and lifestyle.
Yeah,
I have a daughter who is marrying a black man and wanting to convince her maybe it's not the best option. Obviously, I have to, you know.
Well, you don't understand African American culture then, because we're some of the most loving people out there. Mm-hmm. You're probably looking at what you see on TV.
Well, there. I remember living in Mansfield, and I was driving once, and you tell me this is culture, but I was driving, and I was listening to, like, loud music, and I remember the white woman kind of, like, covered her daughter's ears and walked into the house.
That's called being
American. African American people and Latino people, we bump music very, very loud. Would you consider that culture?
Yes. A lot of people bump loud music.
Right. I do that.
I don't get it.
I literally don't. No, you don't.
In the car?
Chelsea,
when I'm driving alone?
Chelsea, I've never once heard any music bumping from your car. And
car, no, because the speakers don't work and I can't plug my phone in.
Chelsea,
it's in my headphones.
The Ford, that music was not loud.
I also am respectful of my neighbors and turn it down when I come home.
Music,
as you should.
Music,
but, like, driving?
Americans has such deep roots.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back to
slavery,
right? That's just something that's been part of our culture for so many years that a lot of people don't want to admit.
In Georgia, it's a staple. Mm-hmm. It's a staple. So, I mean, I guess I just brought that up because, like, you know, that could be something that someone doesn't like in the black culture.
He's...
Yeah, but this dude is like...
Yeah, he's like concerned
about his daughter.
Can I say that this dude's listening to the wrong podcast?
Yeah, is he though? Is he? He's trying to broaden his horizon.
No, he didn't.
We support mixed race relationships.
He didn't comment to learn. I don't think.
But he didn't say hate. He did not say hate.
So I don't know.
I'm listening to what he's saying.
I don't know if you stumbled upon this, and if you did, why did you listen? But
if
you're listening, let your daughter marry whatever whoever she wants. If they have a kid, believe me, you will flip it immediately. You will fall in love with that kid, and you will. I'm telling you, like right now, and I hate to say this, but I know there's. I previously worked with someone who was a racist. Now, obviously, he's not gonna like be in my face with the shit, but like he was a racist, and he literally, as soon as his daughter had a black baby. He's bringing that baby to work. He's showing pictures of that baby. It's just, you know, once that baby comes, you'll get over what black people you do can, with, yeah. you know, the hot wings.
You need to get there sooner, though. Don't wait until that baby.
But here's
my thing.
Let's
not go there because a lot of people glorify mixed babies for the wrong reasons.
So you need to.
Yes.
What does that mean?
A lot of people do not like black people. However, they like mixed babies because they're so cute. They have this hair. Oh my gosh, I want black babies.
Yeah.
So do not wait for the baby to start liking black people. Oh no, that's a huge thing.
Okay, I had no
idea. Get to know your daughter's boyfriend.
Actually, that's a good. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
This is a really good opportunity for you to learn about a different culture and to learn why people might act the way they act, and for you to possibly change your understanding.
No,
honestly, this could really be a chance for you to like learn from them and maybe change your perspective on the culture as a whole and like get a better understanding, because not everybody acts the same. Grouping everybody together like that is not gonna go well.
Let this guy be who he's gonna be. Listen, people's people. You know, everybody. I'm gonna say a bunch of words. That's just the last word. No, everybody. The more people are different, the more they're the same. You're going to see the same attributes in a lot of different people, regardless of what race they are. But if you just have in your head, like, I don't like these people, then, I mean, you're not going to change your mind. You just got to be yourself and let everybody be their self and find... your common interest, something you can bind up, because your daughter's marrying this dude. it's happening.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you should also, if you feel like you raised your daughter correctly, trust her judgment on who she's marrying, and trust her that she's picking a life partner for good reasons.
He wants to keep his seed sacred.
Oh Lord. Then this isn't just a little bit of I don't like how they act sometimes. This is more than that.
I don't want them chocolate things coming around. Jessica, go ahead, next one.
I've been in jail and prison for almost 3 years, and inside I was an unwilling participant in a sexual activity. I can't say that I was raped because I cooperated and allowed it to happen in fear of retaliation. I've never found men attractive in any form, but the anal penetration, I can't get over how it feels or the submission part of it. It's hard for me to tell my girlfriend that this happened to me in there, and that the feeling of it is something that I want to experience now.
Oh, shit.
I mean...
Wait, you're saying he likes... so interested, Chelsea?
I was
just... You're
saying he...
Wait, he likes it?
He wants to get pegged by his girlfriend.
He likes the anal
by
part.
By his girlfriend, or just like anybody?
No, not by men.
All right, go ahead, Amanda.
Okay, I'll be brief. I'm sorry that happened to you. That's a horrible thing to experience. And I understand. There's no joke here. I am speaking because I do have a couple friend who do those things. You know, a heterosexual couple. And he likes when his girlfriend does that to him. And he actually prefers it more than... regular intercourse.
Wow.
Really?
He has said, you know, he's like, well, you know, I even tried to figure out if I was gay or not, and I'm not into dudes, but I really like it in my
bottom.
And yes, he is a lot. And so, I mean, I know it's going to be a hard subject to bring up to your girlfriend. You're going to be afraid if she's going to judge you. You know, those are some things that you will have to weigh the pros and cons on.
Wow.
But
that's
it is a sexual thing, very normal for heterosexual couples to explore. Hopefully she goes with it.
Yeah.
How does he bring that?
I mean,
my
Court, how would you bring it up?
So if I got this friend, and maybe this is so crazy. Or you joke about it, like, hey babe, would it be crazy if you did?
Did you put your finger in my
mouth? Man, that would be so crazy, right? And then you laugh nervously.
And... My friend used to do this with one of her exes, and she found out because she came home one day, and he was using her dildo. Like, she came home early from work and walked in, and she's like 5'5", 100 pounds, dripping wet. This guy's like 6'4". He was bodybuilding at the time. I mean, he was like 250, jacked. Like, he was huge. And she just, like, walked in, and he was just like... Because I was like, what happened? And she literally said, he looked at her and just went, wow, this isn't a secret anymore. And then she like gave him, I mean, it was like shocking and she had to process it. But then they like went on to like actually do it. And he was like, hey, I like this. And I actually also know a lot of guys who enjoy butt stuff. Like, I thought this was way more common until very recently. Maybe it was just the people I knew, but I thought this was a very, very common thing with straight guys. And then in the last couple of years, I'm hearing people be like, oh no, wow, people do that. I was shocked. I thought this was a lot more common than apparently it is.
I mean, prison's going to give you trauma, whether you've been raped or not. You know,
yeah, that's fucked up.
Just being in prison is going to give you trauma.
Yeah.
But you do have to find somebody that you're going to be able to talk to and open up sexually about, and just being like, hey, I like this shit.
Long from that. Because I do not know what that, I do not know how to answer that.
Oh, question. I mean, but we got plenty of good answers.
Yeah, I hope that's good.
Oh, so you've only ever been a top, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. It's not going to...
What do you think, Charles?
Where's your record? Man, do what you do. Listen, as long as it doesn't bleed, you're fine. All right, Jessica, next.
All right, I've not wanted to ever write in about this, but you've mentioned sexual assault and rape situations. Damn it. Do you always put it on the woman and never on the man? I know friends who've been raped or sexually assaulted and nobody believes them and it's not right. It's wrong you spread this on and what I'd say is a cool podcast, but it's hurtful to hear your stance on it.
If you think it's one-sided, you're not really listening.
Yeah, we do not always put that on the women. There's plenty of situations where we're like, oh, no, that was creepy.
Yeah,
for example, earlier in this conversation.
Yeah, move on.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Next one. Thank you for your comment. Next, I saw my boyfriend's ex's number on his phone. When I asked about it, she said he said she was just asking for a reference for a new job. Then I see her randomly at a bar that we're at, and they're talking friendly. I've been thinking about asking her myself, is something going on? Because something doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm. The seeing eye in person.
I don't like women going out of their way doing shit like that. I don't think, like, if Chelsea did that, I would 100% be having a conference with Chelsea about that. Like, you don't need to do that. I can, you know, if there's something going on,
But if something's going on, he's not going to say that. He's gonna try to hide it.
You need to trust who you're dating, and not like that's just to me. I would never do that.
You could also just be like, "Hey, how's that job? Did you get a reference for?"
Yeah.
And see how she reacts.
Yeah,
that's
would be
fine.
A good thing
yeah,
to follow up on.
I can get with that.
Follow up on the information.
But going up to like someone who you think is cheating and be like, "Hey, are you having an affair with my, you know?"
I think we need more information on what that meeting was and how long it was and everything.
What meeting?
The meeting with the ex and the.
Okay, well, wasn't a meeting.
They said they were friendly at a bar. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said he probably gave her a good reference. She probably got the job or didn't get the job, and he probably was like, hey, how'd that go? And then she's internalizing it.
Also, though, if you're going to talk to your ex and I'm there, why aren't the three of us having a conversation? Because I feel like you don't really have nothing else to say to them privately.
No.
Bye.
You're at a bar? People are, you can just talk
I don't know the situation.
Yes, but it's not random people. Like your
ex.
If you go to a bar and your ex is there... You're going to make it, I don't know.
No,
I would make
I
an effort to not even talk to them, first of all.
I don't know, yeah.
I would say if the person that, you know, the ex is cordial with them, what you should do if you want to have that conversation is bring your girlfriend with you and say, hey, by the way, this is my new girlfriend, this is so-and-so. Hey, how'd the new job go? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you just leave your girlfriend out over here, not even entertain
her? Yeah, I think that's the weird part.
But why is that an issue?
It's an issue.
You have to introduce.
I think that's kind of...
It's just like, it's respect.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, I mean, she's now she's in the corner watching, like...
Let me ask a question. If me and Chelsea, if all of us are out, and I go and start talking to some girl, she's not my ex, not nothing. But I go and start talking to some girl and leave Chelsea over there. Is it wrong for me to be doing that?
Some girl?
Does she know that you have a history with this other girl?
Right. No, but that's the question. Maybe I just met her in the bar and we just struck up a conversation.
Maybe,
but if Jamal's at the bar ordering us drinks and he's talking to a girl next to him, and I feel threatened for some reason, I'm going to get up from where I am, walk over, and insert myself in the conversation.
Yeah, same.
Be like, hey, what's going on? Like, not, you know, right? But I feel like normally if you're, you know, I don't know. Like, that's what
it's different than just a random person.
Because I'm probably not going to feel threatened. I'm going to be like, cool, he's talking to her because they're at the bar and he's waiting for her drinks. Like,
if the guy made like a beeline for a girl, that's different.
It's different random, like talking to random people than the ex. Also, I do agree. If she asked about it and he said, no, there's nothing going on, you do need to trust your partner unless you have proof that something's not going on. And as annoying as it would be, because I would not be happy to see it, they are familiar. So it's not the strangest thing for people to seem familiar seeing each other again. They were familiar once.
And if they're, like, exes on good terms, enough that she would ask him for, like, a job reference, then, like, being friendly at a bar is just them being friendly.
I still don't like it, but you're right.
That spot doesn't mean anything.
Get out.
What did you say?
You always...
What did you say?
You said the wet spot?
The wet spot is all that matters. Is that what
All right, we got one more, and then we're gonna move on. All right, we're gonna do this last one, and then we're gonna close up shop. All right, do you have one? Do you have one or no?
I think.
Oh, don't start that.
No, that was the last one.
All right, so here's the next one. The last one. I was talking with a friend about how I've been feeling down on myself in the looks department, and he told me in secret that he had feelings for me for years. The problem is he's married. Him and his wife seem happy, and everything seems okay. This came out of the blue, and I don't know how to handle it.
Okay, so is he telling you, hey, you know, I've thought you've been hot for forever, and, like, if I wasn't with my wife, is that just to cheer you up?
Oh.
That's a good
question, actually. But I do think it's wrong. It's wrong for you to say that to someone if you're married.
Agreed.
That's very inappropriate.
If you're it's very inappropriate.
What
and
if I came to you and was like, I feel like I look really awful. I'm so ugly, Charles. What do I do? You're not gonna be like, no, you're pretty.
No,
like,
but if
for
I say
years,
if I say, well, I mean, for years I found you attractive. That's highly inappropriate.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's very
so the context was he told her, I find you attractive. If I wasn't married, I'd date you. That's what he said.
I think that's not what he said, but I think that's what he was kind of.
Well, he's kind of sussing it out to see if she's down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's exactly why I think so.
Or maybe he just said that shit in the moment and he didn't think anything of it. Maybe he doesn't think anything is happening. He's just like, oh yeah, I thought you were hot.
I've been crushing you for years.
Is it
I say it all the time.
Is it wrong for a married man to say that?
But doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean
that some dude that's married or in like a long-term relationship isn't going to say that to like cheer some chick up. Whether or not it's true.
Yeah, it's inappropriate though. Like when Jessica was asking it to me, even when she started asking, I started getting cringy.
When you started to say it, and then I was like, oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it started getting very cringy. Like,
side note, Jessica was in a play, and she had to act like she was flirting with somebody, and Charles got really
upset. Oh my gosh. He was like, I'm going to go down there and tell that guy to stop flirting with her. I was like, she's in a production. We can't go down there. He was heated. I'm telling Jamal.
I don't know why I got upset, but I got highly upset.
I appreciate it.
That's a sign of a good friend. Story.
That's my boy.
Like, get the fuck off her, man. Right. Wait, the way he was looking at her, it was like, he looked like he was it's bored
acting.
Make edits to the production.
Like he was bored and acting. Like, he's like, I'm going to try to sneak.
That's good acting.
Yeah.
That's why we got rave reviews.
Oh, fuck that guy,
and we
man.
Sold out for their last 2 weekends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did.
Hell yeah. All right, guys. Everybody bust out a yawn.
Actually, maybe <yeah. laughs>
what, Michaela, what was that? Were you about to yawn this
time? I
didn't
use the bathroom.
He's just like, fuck it.
I was
if
making my exit
didn't yawn,
they're
a psychopath.
All right, guys, thank you so much for sticking with. Hey, listen, real quick, if you have any more of your dating questions, make sure you do send them to our awkwarddreadhead@gmail.com. Thank you so much for still writing in, and bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.